This is Adam Mundahl with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice of where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. I've got a great hour ahead for us. I want to let you know this is hour number two, and our first hour, if you missed any parts of it, Mike Gonzalez was with us. He has a good book out having to do with BLM. And we talked a bit about that, the background of BLM, what they're doing, their Marxist leanings in particular, and the danger of those Marxist leanings. And then, of course, we also talked with Matt Long, and we talked with Matt about some of the traps that we get, they get sprung on the conservative side. The trap, for example, of going after the police, we're very quick to render judgment, and it's there's a healthy aspect to it. You could suggest, you could say, well, you know, we're supposed to self-examine. We're supposed to identify and look in the mirror and make sure that, you know, we don't have any blemishes on us and things of that nature. And so that is a good thing. And there's certainly not anything wrong with that. There is an issue, though, as it relates to that particular situation when it comes to, essentially, when we jump very quickly on and allow that manipulation, it's the trick that Satan used when he tricked Eve in the garden. It was the trick that he tried to use even on the Son of God. Remember when he brought him up to the highest point? And he said, you know, throw yourself down because the Word of God says that He's given, you know, you charge over angels and He'll catch you and so on. And Jesus says, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. He gives us a tremendous example of how we need to react and respond to those immediate fiery darts. That's why it's called the shield of faith, because we reply with faith-filled words. And part of it really has to do with the vision of how we see ourselves. How do I see me in the midst of what is being? And I'll tell you, in my lifetime, I have been very guilty of not seeing myself through that faith-filled lens of accepting or taking on or having criticisms sent at me and immediately, you know, shrinking back and believing that arrow. In other words, instead of putting up my shield of faith, which the word of God says quenches all the fiery darts are the accusations in part. The words, the things that are thrown at us, the things that are said about us. And so while there is a place for self-evaluation and introspection, there is also a place for, wait a minute, no, we're going to stand up for truth. We're going to stand up for reality, and we're simply going to speak that back. And so in this particular instance, we on the right tend to be very quick when someone says, a perfect example, get a little water here. Oh, here we go. Okay, I gotta make a quick call back. And Mr. Reyes is trying to get through to me, so let me call him right back. Hey, Raul.
Hold on.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
I've got you, and you are with me, and we are live on the air. So,
yeah, sorry about that. I couldn't get service for whatever reason. Oh, I lost service, so.
Brother, it's all good. It's all, listen, Texas is a big place, and there are a lot of holes in the service with every cell phone provider in Texas. So what I was just talking to folks about our immediacy as far as being conservatives to immediately accept, receive, and vocalize our own critique. In other words, like January 6th, some of the loudest people then, when the assault came and all the accusations were made, and it was Trump, and it was those people, and it was an insurrection, and it was all this stuff, well, then the conservative voice became even louder than the left that had first made the accusations. And, of course, now we know Nick Searcy did an incredible job, if you haven't seen that particular documentary. But now we know evidence is coming out that clearly indicates that these individuals were not a part of an insurrection. That there's...
Yeah, so,
go ahead, Red. Go ahead, Ralph, please.
Well... Yeah. So what I was going to say is, you know, for the longest time, you know, the media plays a big part in all of this. I think everybody's little, the spidey senses were, you know, back then when they were decrying, collusion, and, you know, they threw everything at Donald Trump, you know, something about, you know, being overseas and urinating on beds. I mean, everything that you can think of, the left threw, you know, at us in trying to bring the demise of a great president. And I think now what you're seeing is, you know, reality is popping out, not just for the left, but for the right. You know, we've been taken on a train ride here, and all of it is, it seems like we always seem to fall for this. Now, hopefully after this, we're all a little more awakened to the realities of a media that will lie to us, and tell us that things are great when Biden is in power, and of course, you know, and all hell is breaking loose when a guy like Trump's in power. So I think you're going to see, and you know, the guy that's doing the investigation on the collusion, I just lost his name, I forgot, but
John Durham.
You know, Durham. You know, Durham has been laying low for a long time here, and we're all waiting, and he seems to be leaking out pieces.
Well,
that,
the trial, I don't know if you're following or not, but this, you know, Sussman is on trial right now, and the media refuses to cover the trial, but he's actually opening up in that trial. He's brought Mark Elias in, and he's had to testify in open court. The campaign manager for Hillary Clinton just this past week had to testify in open court that she approved the lies that went forward. The FBI has had to admit in open court under testimony that they knew that the Alpha Bank piece was false. And they'd already earlier in the trial recognized that the what you're suggesting was false long before the Mueller investigation was ever even opened. So Sussman right now is getting on court record sworn under oath testimony, public testimony, that's talking about exactly what you're saying, and that will then be used for more indictments and more convictions.
Yeah, I know, and let me tell you that, you know, this is one slow roll on justice here. I think the Mueller investigation was really just to put a stopgap and keep forcing, you know, all kinds of conspiracy theories during the 4 years, because I think Trump was onto something. We all know that now. We knew it then, but we were all held at bay by what I consider, you know, maybe the weak Republicans. I call them the establishment, rhino Republicans, who probably wanted to see a guy like Trump not succeed either. But here lately, you're right. The Durham report's history's going to tell that in this decade, we had, I mean, the most just benign Democrat Party, if that's the right word, maybe it's the wrong word, but the most corrupt Democrat Party, and
despot.
All of it led by
the most
Clinton.
Despot.
And
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And here's the thing. I mean, that poor guy, I know I saw a post out on one of the social media, you know, and he's that guy that the campaign manager that testified, and it, you know, the caption says this, you know, this is sort of a, you know, his death will here, because anybody who goes against the Clintons or seems to wake up or not wake up later. Yeah. Yeah. And we all laugh at that, but,
it's true.
Something has breached the dam here. You know, why did that guy, you have to ask yourself, why did that guy all of a sudden is compelled to testify against the Clintons? I mean, that's a big deal.
Yeah.
And so is the left ready to throw the Clintons overboard? I guess is the next question. And who's, is it the Obamas behind the regime change? Because, you know, for the longest time, those two entities have been in competition. The, you know, Hillary Clinton just wants to be president and rule the world. But, you know, you've got Barack Obama, you know, this is his third presidency with Joe Biden here, third term. And we all know that. I mean, nobody voted for this mess. And for anybody to say that there wasn't corruption in the elections is, and then you see what's happening with this trial and the Durham report that, you know, or if it ever comes out, but it's a slow leak. The wheels of justice really are rolling super slower than they should on this. And you have to ask yourself, why did Durham lay so low? I mean, is he on our side and he finally is popping out to do some good here? Because for the longest time,
I've talked to a lot of people about this, gotten a lot of intel on this. Here's the issue. The bottom line is what Durham is attempting to do is take down the monster. And the fact that he got hit, that the manager, the campaign manager of Clinton, was compelled to testify under oath about Clinton's involvement in this situation and in the Trump-Russia situation is clear evidence that they've got them and they're squeezing them. And the reality here is that kind of prosecution takes time.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRATIO at checkout and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRATIO. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRATIO. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell. And as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
I do not like my sheets. I love my Giza Dream Sheets.
I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you can buy one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or you can get my classic premium My Pillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com. Use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all my pillow products.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topics off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My special guest is Raul Reyes. And you can see if you're watching on my screen, Raul Reyes was running for Senate District 24. He was in a runoff with Pete Flores. He was Gun Owners of America's choice. Unfortunately, he was not successful and Pete Flores won. And I'm asking these questions and I want to make it very clear that this is, This isn't somebody who didn't win coming in and is spilling some kind of sour grapes, because somebody's going to make that, could make that accusation. But I want to talk to you all about primaries, and we've talked about this. I know that you're out speaking a lot too about how certain individuals received endorsements. I talked at the top of the program in hour number one, and I have an article up about Mehmet Oz and his assault on Kathy Barnett, suggesting that Islam is not founded on pedophilia, when in fact Muhammad began Islam and married a six-year-old girl and consummated that marriage when she was 9 years old. Ladies and gentlemen, there's no other way to look at that but to say that Muhammad is a pedophile, period. And Muhammad or Aisha's father gave her to him, and that secured him as one of the heirs, because there's the Shiites and the Sunnis, and I think it's the Sunnis, and he became the founder of the Sunnis because he gave his six-year-old daughter to a grown man so he could rape her. That's pedophilia. And if you think it's only 14, oh, well, that was back then. No. Talk to Leah Sherabu, who was taken at 16, raped every single night, because every day they pass these teenage girls off to the next guy, and they're married to them for 24 hours, and they rape them for 24 hours, and then they pass them on to the next guy, if they survive. And she's now had two children. The raping of teenage girls by Muslims is one of the largest human trafficking issues in the world today. Islam is founded on pedophilia. Mehmet Oz lies about it because Mehmet Oz is an Islamist. He is a Muslim. And that's what they do. They lie, they rape, they murder, they steal. That's Islam. And if they do it against infidels and they murder an infidel while dying, that's the only way they're guaranteed to go to heaven. That doesn't sound like the kind of religion we want here in America. All right, Ron, I'm going to step off my stand for a minute.
well, and you know, it goes to the point in the primaries that, you know, they want you to believe that, you know, not everything is as it seems, or they want you to see things differently. You know, Dr. Oz, of course, in that primary, was obviously the wrong choice. Whoever convinced Donald Trump to endorse him was, you know, way off their rocker. And I'm sure there's money involved, as is always the case. That was the case in my race. And again, you know, for me, it really isn't sour grapes. What I want to educate and inform people, and part of why we ran against Pete Flores to begin with, was one, he really is a Democrat-leaning Republican, and you're not going to keep Texas red with that kind of statesman or politician, whichever one you want to call him.
That's right.
And the fact that Donald Trump endorsed all the way down into the Senate seat, and again, involves money probably with Dan Patrick and Greg Abbott. And, you know, that's what men in power want to do. The problem with that is that it's taken not just America, but here specifically in Texas, it's we're going down the wrong road because they no longer hear conservatives. And if you want to step away from the word conservative, we're no longer listening to people who really want to adhere to the Constitution. You know, take abortion, for instance. If the SCOTUS is really going to strike down abortion, and it looks like it is, they're going to tell us that that decision should have been made in the states to begin with. 40 years, we killed babies. 40 years later, when they overrule Roe versus Wade, we're going to be right back to square one, and that's the Constitution, that every sovereign state has a right to live however they want. And you can apply that, folks, to everything. Taxes, you can apply that to the Second Amendment. But what happens with men in power when they start picking people like Dr. Oz and, of course, Pete Flores and whoever else, if they're not looking at things from the Constitution anymore, then we're in trouble here. And you get what happens on March. 7.8%, I think, less than 8% voter turnout. It's abysmal, the lowest we've ever had. And people start to wonder why the apathy. Well, look, when you have to pick between a socialist communist and a rhino Republican, or a squishy Republican, as I tend to call them, with no backbone, your choices are very limited, and people start to sift these things out. And what happens with that is bad men get into power, and they run us over the cliff. And now we're looking at trillions of dollars in debt. We're still killing babies. Our roads and our infrastructure is a mess. And somehow we're to believe that our elections are so secure that a guy like Joe Biden won the election. I don't think so. And
I
so
agree.
That's where
I
we're
agree.
At. We're in trouble here. We're in trouble here.
We're going to take a break. We'll be back after these brief messages. You're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Raul Reyes is my guest. Back with more coming up.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning, and it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green fuel tabs. Green fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topics off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And I asked Lieutenant Colonel retired Raul Reyes to hang out with me for another little bit. I'm going to get into, and I was sharing with him, there is a film, and I encourage you to support the folks, by the way, that created this film, because it's an important piece of information. There is a church that showed this in their Wednesday night service, and they have put it up on their channel on YouTube. It's called The Enemies Within the Church. They do it in two parts. And Trevor Loudon is the main the main interviewee in this. Trevor's incredible. Judd Saul was the director of the film, as I understand it. There's a pastor that is there, and I've got to get his name, and my apologies to him that I don't have his name, but he's the one who does the majority, well, he does almost all of the interviews, everything that I saw. He does all the interviews with a variety of different people. My friend, again, Trevor Loudon is in it. My friend Jim Simpson is in it as well. And Raul, they're addressing the issue of Marxism and communism and its influence within the church, and then CRT, which is a Marxist idea, and pushing, you know, the systemic racism and social justice. And I'm trying to remember his name, but there's a book out that you can get. If you put an adjective in front of justice, then it's no longer justice anymore, Colonel Reyes.
Right. It is. It's correct. And, you know, I was looking for the biblical verse that says, you know, not to fall to, you know, captive to false, you know, philosophies or ideologies. And that same Paul's talking to, I think it's the Colossians. I want to say it's chapter 2. I forget the verse, but you know,
I'll get it for you. You keep talking. I'll grab it for you. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, and it's pretty clear, you know, St. Paul is having a conversation, or is written a letter to the Colossians, and and he literally talks about how this is one of those things where, as Christians, you've got to be careful with false teachings.
Here
like
we
this
go.
Because
here it is. Beware. It's Colossians 2, starting in verse 8. Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ.
Yep. And that's exactly what we were talking about, critical race theory and the break. And you can, it's a Marxist founded ideology. And they've cleaned it up to, you know, make this all, you know, pretty for the sake of modern day times here, you know, social justice. And you're right, any adjective in front of justice is no longer justice. And critical race theory, it's founded on this oppressor and oppressee, and it's a divisive. And that's not what Christ wanted. And again, if you go to that verse, I remember, and it's when CRT started to really hit the media forefront, and parents woke up to this junk in their schools. One of my pastors literally went to the chapter, Colossians chapter 2, you're right, starts at 8, and it talks about these false ideologies. But here, you know, this is what happens, Pastor Greg, when we're taking Christ and God out of our government and out of our schools. And, you know, and of course, you know, they want to do the separation of church and state. You get a lot of grown-ups that don't know these things, and they don't have a foundation to counter these things. Now, the good news is a lot of mama bears and papa bears are waking up and realizing after COVID that some of this stuff was in their kids' books, and it's the indoctrination of our children. And the way to fight this is real simple. Look, go fall back to the Bible, and you're going to see this.
And let's fall back. We were talking in the first segment. I spoke with Mike Gonzalez, who's written a book about, you know, BLM and their Marxist leanings. And I would encourage you to pick up his book. But we talked about, you know, America's role. We talked about William Wilberforce and about, you know, the abolition of slavery. What is not noted is, and let me read this. This is the Declaration of Independence. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive to these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Here's the point of this. All men are created equal was the foundation of this nation. Not whiteness, not one group of people is better than any other. And it was what put fear in the United Kingdom, in the King, in England, in the British, in King George. It's why we went to war with them.
That's why we broke away.
And when Wilberforce was making his pleas and his statements, his good friend came to him and said, "You need to tone this down because you sound like an American revolutionist." Well, what was Wilberforce's one thing that he talked about? The abolition of slavery. And because he talked about the abolition of slavery, in the parliament, they considered him to be aligned with the American Revolution. What does that tell you about our beginning, Colonel?
Yeah, and again, you know, this is why these ideologies like critical race theory and a lot of the things that BLM was trying to bring to the forefront. And actually, look, I remember watching basketball a year or two ago. I'm not a basketball fan.
No,
but,
I am. I'm sighing because I am. Go ahead.
Yeah, and it's got Black Lives Matter written on the court, and everybody was wearing these different names on the back of their jerseys, and we hit an all time low, and the fact that it was right there for everybody to see on, you know, on national TV, big basketball stars wearing these crazy names about free people or what.
Raul, it's now the manager. I just read this 2 days ago. The manager and a number of players for the San Francisco Giants are going to refuse to come out of the dugout for the playing of the national anthem. It's a safety chat or something along that line. Safe chat. I forget what it's called. Hang on. Anyway, it's a conservative. It's a good place to go. But one of the headlines that came across safe chat. One of the headlines that came across was this thing about, you know, the Giants and them, you know, not coming out of the dugout. There was a thing about what the Cleveland Guardians, and I'm looking at this and I'm thinking, who in the world are the Cleveland Guardians? I didn't know who they were. I had to look it up. It's like, oh my gosh, they used to be the Cleveland Indians, folks.
They everybody's trying to sanitize things. And look, all men are created equal. CRT goes against that. I said this earlier, that the ideology that is founded on that there's an oppressor and an oppressee, and that, you know, you're always fighting one or the other. And it totally goes against the Bible and certainly our Constitution, that all men are created equal. And the fact that Black Lives Matter is written on basketball courts for national television to be seen last year. Now, I think it hurt their pocketbooks. Guys like me, yeah, just, you know, and a lot of Patriots just turned off at the NBA and a whole anybody else who put that stuff out there, because people want to watch the sport. They don't want to be indoctrinated in the process. I mean, but I remember a guy like Rush Limbaugh talking about the NFL, and he would say that, and this is with a W, not, you know, anything else, but it's the wussification of men was, yeah, starting at the NFL, yeah, because you couldn't do, you know, you couldn't rough up the passer and the quarterback. And it got to the point where, guys like McMahon, you know, the wrestling, giant guy, was going to start his own extreme NFL team, because watching the NFL was like watching baseball, you know what I'm saying? And yeah, not in the playoffs too. So it gets a little boring. People can't hit each other. And all of that said is,
well,
this is,
and
what
then,
America.
Yeah. And yeah, there's, you know, I mean, old fashioned football was clean hits as well, you know. Yes, there is such a thing as targeting, and I don't agree with a guy, you know, doing headshots. I grew up as a Raiders fan. There were things that the Raiders did that probably
that
needed to be,
right,
yeah, there, probably needed to be toned down a little bit. But the bottom line is that, you know, you when you're going to play football, you know that you're out there and you know, injuries are going to happen on a football field. All right, we'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio coming up right after this.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for him in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net.
Use CGR for 5% off. That's CGR, all caps, for 5% off.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for him in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topics off limits, everything filtered through biblical glasses. And sticking with me, hanging in there with me, is Lieutenant Colonel retired Raul Reyes. And I'm really glad to have you with me, Raul. I was telling you, you know, in the break, because we're talking about, you know, the founding of the nation, right? We're talking about, you know, all men are created equal. That's the baseline of the United States of America. We're talking about our constitutional rights. We're talking about freedom of religion, not freedom from religion, freedom of speech, a free press. The ability to redress our government, and there's a fifth one. Help me out, Raul.
you got me.
Okay, so freedom of religion, free press, free speech, the ability to redress. I've got it right here. Peacefully assemble. Peacefully assemble. I was thinking redress and peacefully assemble is the same thing, but they're two different. So those are the five things that are just in the First Amendment alone. And
right.
The focus is rights of the people to maintain control of the government.
Right.
And why? Because government is not supposed to get itself to where it thinks or man thinks that he's now more important than God. And the church.
Yep, that's kind of where we're going.
Well, it is. And of course, see, you know, it's interesting in that film, Enemies Within, and I didn't realize this, but the Chinese communists about 20 years ago did an in-depth study trying to figure out, because they you know, they want to topple America, and they wanted to try to figure out where was America's greatest strength and how could they topple this nation. And they say in there, we looked at your industry, we looked at your, you know, at your military might, that, you know, you had more more weapons of war, more nuclear warheads, you know, all the, we looked at all the different areas of American life and of America and its strengths and its powers and so on. And what we realized was that the place where America gains its real strength is from its faith and its churches and its belief in God. They said that's the key. That's what we've got to go after.
Well, and you know, they took God out of the government, and now they're, you know, and you know this. They ought to record our breaks, Pastor Greg, because it's a great conversation of itself. You know that. And but it in some churches, and this is kind of where we were going, is you would think that they're trying to remove God from the pulpit. Because, look, and let's talk for a little bit. I grew up Catholic, and I'm now a non-denominational Christian. But I look at the border, the Pope, and by the way, it's also, you know, some Baptist ministries and some of these other, you know, there's plenty of these, you know, different organizations that are, I want to say, sidekicks from these different religious entities, like Catholic charities for the Catholic Church, where they're bringing a whole lot of folks in, you know, and helping with what I think is this illegal alien invasion, right? And they're breaking the law in the process. I mean, so that's just sort of this conundrum, contrapositive thing happening here. But let me tell you about an incident I had here about a month ago. And maybe less than that. During the campaign, I was invited over to the city council of Leander, right there north of Austin. And it was the National Day of Prayer today. And so I said, look, I'll be happy to be there. It'll be great. We'll meet some people. Well, they had a pastor up there that got up. And the first thing he says is, he says, I'm the pastor of the Weird Church of Leander. And he proceeded to give a prayer, and he started off with glorifying Mother Earth. And so when I say, you know, they're trying out to take God out of the pulpit, you have some of these churches that are rising up, and they're mixing earthology with the Bible and trying to convince folks that, you know, it's all blended together. And the bottom line is there's only one God, you know, the God of Isaac, Abraham, and Jacob, and the only living God. And if we're not careful, the foundation of this country, and this is what we're trying to get to, I guess, is that it's a Judeo-Christian, it's a God foundation. If you erode that, and you're right, this is what the Chinese are doing. They're hitting us right smack in the heart of things. The reason this country's been successful and has stayed alive and breathing and literally a liberty nation is because the men, our forefathers, put it in the Declaration. They put it in the Constitution. This is a Judeo-Christian-founded nation. And when you start to erode that, and look, when you do that, all hell's going to break loose. And, you know, you reap what you sow.
Well,
has happened. Yeah.
Well, and let me just jump in to say, and beyond it just being God, because see what they've done is it's all about changing definitions. So what's happened is, Raul, is they've changed the definition of God, and it's easy to suggest that God is whatever someone wants God to be. But it's an entirely different matter when you introduce Jesus Christ and you introduce his death on the cross, because now you have to come to terms with, well, why did he die? What was the purpose of his death? And then we celebrate that he rose again. Okay, again, but why did he die? And what does it mean that he rose again? And so Jesus Christ then becomes a problem, because Jesus Christ and his purpose for coming was to be the ultimate sacrifice for sin. It's about
shedding the blood for sin.
It's about the sin of mankind. Now, the church is afraid to talk about sin because, oh, nobody wants to hear about their sinful nature. Well, no one wants to hear about their sinful nature if there's no hope. If there's no hope and Christ didn't win, then by all means, why would you want to talk about it, right? I mean, you might use a defeat as motivation for the next time, but again, the goal is to win. That's the goal. It's to win. And if there's no hope of winning, then you don't want to talk about the defeat. We don't want to talk about sin, because the church doesn't teach people that they actually can get free from sin now, here and now. It's all about, well, you got to wait. We got to wait till Jesus comes back and fixes it and so on and so on. Jesus is coming back with a sword and fire in his eyes and judgment. Jesus is coming back and he's going to torch and destroy permanently those that are in opposition to the word of God. He's not coming back. Go ahead, brother.
I was going to say, I'm reminded of a generation that we've been rearing here for the last, 20, 30 years, where everybody gets a trophy and there are no consequences for losing, you see. And I think a lot of that is, it's sort of...
It's Marxism. It's a form of Marxism. It's a conditioning of Marxism. And folks, I'm just going to close with this, because the reality is this. You are crucified. When you accept Jesus Christ, you are crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, you live, yet not you, but Christ lives in you. And the life you now live in the flesh, you live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved you and gave his life for you. That's the good news. The good news is you overcome sin now. Jesus said, I have overcome sin and death. We can accept the death part. We're having trouble with the sin part. At the end of the day, we'll have to answer.
At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men, seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say, the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God, and I love his creation, and I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil, and only God is good, and Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up, and in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil, so you all might enter into his rest.
Hi, I'm Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, heard on the Truth Broadcasting Network and seen on TECNTV.com Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon Eastern, where I discuss today's most important issues through a biblical constitutional lens. TECNTV.com appreciates our partnership with NTD, and we'd love for you to give our great programming a view. That's TECNTV.com, Chosen Generation Radio with Pastor Greg. God bless you and God bless America.
There's an old Chinese saying my ancestors learned before the Communist Party took over our country. The family is the essential unit of human society, and that you must have honor and defend your family. But it's not always easy to do.
When the regime gives the order, you have to kill.
My heart was pounding. I felt my body bouncing and twisting on the floor. They put numbers on our shoulders, then separated us into rows of even and odd numbers. I was number 9. My brother, he's still in prison. And my sister, she was sent to a labor camp without a trial. But there's one piece of evidence they haven't been able to destroy yet. I left everything behind. If I can't expose what they did to us, then all of our suffering would be for nothing.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.